Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I feel like I should be getting a really fat bill from you for helping me all of the years I've been listening to you.
You're very sweet.
It's true, but I'm calling you because I could use your advice on how to preserve or save my marriage.
Okay, what's happening?
My daughter is 11 months old, and she's our only daughter, and only child, and she's had so many medical issues from the beginning.
No.
Yeah, it's been just really horrible, and it was all unexpected. We had no way to really prepare for it. Everything was normal in the pregnancy.
What happened?
They don't know. We finally got her diagnosed. We live in Florida, but we took her out to Boston Children's, and she was diagnosed there with a condition called arthrogryposis. And then,
what does that mean in English?
It means bent or curved joints, and there's a lot of different kinds. Hers is distal; it affects her hands and feet, and it's correctable with physical therapy and splints and casts. And her condition is somewhat mild. Her fists are clenched. Her thumbs are clasped. So that's kind of the physical description. Mm-hmm. She can't open them on her own, her hands. And
That's tough on babies because they're grabbing for things. And
yeah, and she can't. And she still can't. And we came back. We thought we had that under control. And, you know, we're moving in the right direction. All of a sudden, she started having seizures.
Mm.
And at about 3 months old, and it's we've had her everywhere. They can't figure it out, and it's been as bad as hundreds a day. And now she,
my God!
When she's either sleeping or she's seizing, and she doesn't respond to medicine at all. And we've tried about 8 different meds for seizure control. Nothing's worked, and I have her on a diet now that's helped, so she's down to about 10, 15 seizures a day. I'm able to talk about it now. I've been wanting to call you about this forever, but I've never been on any medications in my life until recently. I started taking Lexapro, and I feel like that was caving into... I just felt like that was weak, but I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't get through the day without crying, without breaking down, and I wasn't ever like that before this all happened.
Well, no, this is on a level of stress about a 10 out of 10. Of course, you've never been like this before. You haven't been confronted by something this awful.
It's horrible, and my husband's been wonderful. But it's horrible between us. You know, I'm angry a lot and mean, and we fight, and I'm on edge, and it's just horrible.
Okay. I understand every feeling you've expressed, and I understand the feelings you're too scared to express. You don't have to right now. I already know what they all are. You understand me, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So I can leave that aside. Don't want you to feel guilty about those feelings. They're normal. They're horrendous, but they're normal. So don't beat yourself up over this. Number two, whether this baby survives or not, your marriage has to. For the sake of 2 or 3 of you. So you're going to now do certain things I'm going to tell you to do without question and without attitude.
Okay.
Will you give me that power?
Oh, yes.
Okay. When he comes home, have some cocktails or beer or wine or whatever the hell you guys have a little of. Go sit in the backyard. I don't care if it's 20 below. In fact, it's funnier if it's 20 below. Alone. And just be with each other. Doesn't even have to have conversation. Men don't need a lot of conversation. They pick up on the attitude of the moment. And they're good with it. Another thing I'm going to want you to do is to say, let's go in the bathtub together. Throw some bubbles in there, throw some rubber duckies in there, and sit in the bathtub with him. I don't care if you don't say anything. Just be in the bathtub with him. Are you getting my gist?
Oh, yeah.
You need a break, and you need somebody to take the guilt out of your heart that you feel for some of the things you think. I would like to be the one to take the guilt out of your heart for what you're thinking. Thoughts and actions are totally different things.
Yeah,
that was a good that was a good exhale. Don't talk. I don't want you to reveal anything.
Okay.
All I want you to do is get back with him because you need the break and you need the closeness. Or you're going to go completely off your rocker. You're getting close to losing it. Okay? The way we get it back is something, is the contrary to what most women do. It's to not talk. Don't want you to talk to him about how you feel and how bad this is. He already knows. And he can't do a damn thing about it. And when men can't fix their wives and they can't fix their kids, sometimes they don't even want to live. But he's hiding those feelings because that's what men do. So, tonight we're going to have some cocktails outside, just the two of you. No conversation, just take his hand and everybody sips. Do not discuss the baby. You are forbidden to discuss the baby. Tomorrow night, drag him into the bathtub. I don't think you'll have to drag him. Into the bathtub. Some rubber duckies, some bubbles, not too many. And no, because it's not good for your orifices to have. It's never mind. It's not good for you. Just be in the bathtub together. You can have wine there too. And then you can make more things on the list. Like get somebody to be in the house. You can get a bonded nurse, and you guys go out to a movie and dinner. Because you can't control what may or may not happen anyway.
Right. I know.
So I am giving you permission to lighten up without thinking of yourself as a bad mother. I'm giving you permission to have some terrible thoughts without you thinking you're a bad mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Laura.
Call me anytime if you need more things on that list.
Oh.
I can be quite creative in my lists. But I have a feeling you can too.
Oh. Yeah, it's so hard.
Don't, I told you, we can't be talking about it anymore.
All right, you're right.
We can't talk about it. Don't call your friends and talk about it. Don't call your mother and talk about it anymore. Just stop talking about it. There is nothing more to be said. Just
right.
Get together with your husband and just be. There are times to do stuff, and there are times to just be. This is a be time.
Okay.
Swear to me you'll do that tonight.
Oh, I swear.
Okay.